S-340 is still about expanding the timber base of Sea Alaska, whose primary business as a regional native corporation has been timber harvest. Rick Harris was upfront about that in his presentation to the Sitka Chamber of Commerce.
The eight large parcels are mostly selected for timber purposes, about 69,000 acres. Of that, 39,000 acres is mature timber or old growth timber. Another 22,000 is second growth.
Sea Alaska is the largest private landowner in Southeast with 290,000 acres. That the corporation is entitled to select another 70,000 acres has never been in dispute. Harris told the chamber that some of the land available for selection under the 1971 ANCSA withdrawals simply wasn't practical.
Those boxes include places like the entire Setuck River corridor, which is one of the premier salmon and steelhead streams in northern Southeast Alaska up near Yakutat. We have the Craig Municipal Watershed. We can select the Craig Municipal Watershed. We have high sockeye producing streams that are not really the kinds of properties that belong in Sea Alaska's ownership, because these have such significant public values. They really do need to belong in public ownership.
The challenge, and Harris was also candid about this, is finding 70,000 acres in Southeast Alaska that everyone can agree on.
We're not making everybody happy, and I don't want anybody to think that we made anybody happy.
Alder Creek is a highly productive salmon stream, and some of the highest volume old growth left on the north end of Prince Wales Island is in Calder Bay.
This is an excerpt of a commentary broadcast on both KFSK Petersburg and KCAW Sitka, written collectively by residents of Point Baker.
Sea Alaska will most assuredly clear-cut every last bit of it, leaving the entire watershed bare with inadequate protection to the streams.
The commentary was delivered to radio stations with a page including 23 signatures of area residents. Eight of the nine large parcels selected by Sea Alaska in the revised lands bill are in the same areas as the previous bill. Most of the selections have been scaled down. The Calder Creek selection, however, has nearly doubled to almost 7,000 acres. Point Baker and other communities affected by selections had major conservation organizations at their backs 2 years ago. One of the region's largest, the Southeast Conservation Council, announced last week that it supported the new bill. In a blog by SEAC's Forest Program Director Bob Klaus, he writes, "Given the considerable changes offered to address the concerns of various communities and interests, in our judgment, Senator Murkowski has offered a responsible approach to resolving this long-running legislative controversy." In an interview following his chamber presentation, Harris said Sea Alaska is happy that SEAC saw the benefits in the new bill.
You know, we can prove that we've listened to people and that we have been able to go in and make changes that try to remove the rough edges off this bill. And as I say, nobody's going to be happy with every aspect of it.
Closer to Sitka, S-340 has some significant changes from its predecessor. Smaller land selections known as future sites for possible economic development in Big Bay, Sinitsin Cove, and Deep Bay are removed. Instead, Sea Alaska has selected cultural and sacred sites, Kalinin Bay Village, Deep Bay Village, and Fick Cove Village. Harris said there would be no logging or other development in these areas.
These sites are for cultural purposes, to do cultural research, you know, cultural education, and to be able for kids to be able to go to sites like this and understand, you know, what their ancestors lived, how they lived.
Sea Alaska lands legislation has been introduced into every Congress since 2007. Harris wouldn't speculate on its chance of passage this time, but he called arriving at a compromise with the Forest Service and environmental organizations a major milestone. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.